Monday matinees begin right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Dear Mr. Pensworth, I write to you urgently. I've lately begun to hear things. Strange things. Whispers. I don't know what to do about it. I've seen psychoanalysts, shamans, and mediums. I've yet to find anyone who can interpret the cause of the voices. So I want to try an occult detective. I'm writing you for help. I recognize you are the premier investigator of the supernatural. I must figure out what is the cause. It's wearying. I simply won't last long as I am. Signed, Nyx.
I've never done a dissection before.
How are you with anesthetics?
Damn. You know, I forgot the anesthetics. Oh well. Too late now.
What are you doing?
That conk on the head wasn't even sufficient.
What are you doing?
We're gonna take you apart so our friend can try and put you back together.
How?
That's his business. He's got odd hobbies.
Let's start with the leg.
Ah!
He's screaming his head off already.
That's one less thing we'll have to take off.
Sometimes I really tire of you.
I'm in an operating theater.
Yes, the strange things people install in their homes when they have money.
You're all maniacs.
Are you trying to be hurtful? It's not successful.
Tell us something we don't know, Perry.
Stop calling me that, you shrew!
Will you people get down to business?
Yes. Let's try and stay focused here.
As you wish.
Aw, he's out cold again.
Where am I? The woods. I'm back in the woods. I'm back in Catabasas Hollow. Am I dead?
Pericles!
Maybe.
Pericles, how did you get here?
I may have died.
That's bizarre.
Indeed it is.
Is it just me, or are those trees particularly nefarious looking?
Yes. Yes. I do not want to get close to them.
They're also growing rather rapidly.
Why did those two sanitarium escapees capture you?
To leave me here, as far as I know. Something's emanating over that way.
A pillar of light.
Perhaps we should follow it.
That might be a good thing. Hopefully we find a way out of here. If I'm not dead, I'd like to get back to my body while it's still mostly together.
Wait, what's happening?
I'll explain later.
Begone!
Hold up. I think they mean it too.
Fear us. Forget.
Strange advice.
You don't even seem that upset.
I'd mostly been worried about you.
Aw. Wait a second, that's your staff.
It's a cane.
Okay, Moses. But I really feel like if you applied yourself, you could turn that thing into an asp.
Well, maybe you can test your hypothesis some other time.
Forget.
What is it you want us to forget? I suppose they are right. This may be it. My death. No history books, just the headstone for my name.
Now knock that off. We will escape here. That's my guarantee to you.
I'm going to have to dash for the staff. I mean, Cain.
Are you prepared to fight a tree?
Likely no, but I shall. Ah! Ouch! My side!
Are you okay?
For now, anyway. There's a figure over there.
He's waving?
I've got something of yours. Take care of it, will you?
Birch?
See you soon.
The light! What's happening?
I'd personally like to scatter him in the river.
Isn't the cutting to pieces enough cruelty?
Well, it is a lot of pain.
Just like this will be!
What the?
You!
And this! He's awake! They're down. Now hand me that cane. I found a new use for it. We gotta get out of here and see a doctor for that leg.
Pericles Pensworth. Now that is a grandiloquent moniker.
Thank you for noticing.
It's a hard name to forget, too. You're an occult detective, right?
I am.
We're gonna investigate these would-be dissectors. However, I wonder if your case relates to another one.
Oh?
We made a recent horrifying discovery. An apartment building full of people who mysteriously died. No known cause.
What would be the similarity? Clearly the attempt on Perry wasn't subtle at all.
Nothing happens like this around here. Autopsies are in the works, but this is really remarkable. Bizarre.
It may well be. Do you need assistance?
Are you volunteering me?
No. Us.
If you'd be able to provide any information, we would appreciate it.
I suppose this isn't really up your alley, but a series of gassings is always interesting.
An undetectable gas. At least apparently. Given how few people noticed before it killed them.
Just another odd thing happening in this town.
It leaves no trace of damage or injury either.
It's curious. And by the looks of it, there were more people in the building than are now in the morgue.
That's very curious. Perhaps they were just away from the building.
And never came home?
Though perhaps not.
Where? What's going on? Hello?
Get away from me!
Stay back! He seems to be crackers!
Please, I don't know what's going on. I'm so cold. Sorry, very sorry. That's my house. Or was it that one? Oh, I need to sit down. Oh my! I'm sorry, sir. I'm mistaken, it seems. This mustn't be my house after all. Ah!
So the great question is, where did Henry Colfax come from and who killed him?
I'm beginning to feel like a regular detective with the number of dead bodies I've looked at lately.
Unknowingly come back to the scene of a crime, and then ending up dead. I suppose if we needed any more reason to believe in something criminal. Except this man had a bullet cut him down.
Morose wore a gun?
He also was in a haunted forest.
Bullets don't tend to work on ghosts. I think he'd know that.
Is that enough to believe that the gun was for us, the living? Or that that specific gun killed this specific man?
All I can say is, it's one of those hunches.
I know the sort.
You wanted me to help you.
With the voices, yes.
When did they begin manifesting themselves?
During the course of my research.
What do you study primarily?
My peers consider me more a hobbyist, but when it comes to biotic reanimation, I'm quite serious.
What sort of research have you done?
Perhaps I take a risk of telling you this. I have no trouble taking different scientific routes than my colleagues, those who are too afraid to consult the voices just beyond our reach.
A rich esotericist. As if I'd not heard of that one before.
Why did you try to kill us if you needed us?
Precisely because that was the advice I was given. You've not seen the other side, not really. They wanted you to go on a brief vacation, after which I'd bring you back. A moment to truly show us the light of a new day. A revolution in biology.
You're certifiable.
I'm the news, Miss Arlette. Be prepared to write about my triumphs.
What's the first step in your triumph?
Finishing what I started.
Viola, run!
That hurts. But that's all right. It's to be expected. Before I enlighten you about many, many things.
Run, run, run!
This is it!
He's just opening fire right in the middle of the street!
I could always kill you more peacefully. I have my ways.
No thanks!
I suppose we now know who shot Colfax.
He was an escapee from Morose's mad experiments. He must have been quite confused.
Are you mad? You could have been killed.
You say that as though it were a bad thing.
Hide, hide, hide.
Okay, okay, okay.
Pericles, think outside your limited understanding. I've been working very hard to bring you here, to show you all these secrets you've been trying to learn.
Where are the rest of the bodies?
Taken care of, I assure you. I went to such trouble to kill them with carbon monoxide to ensure they were as good as alive.
Can you do the same thing with a bullet?
It's trial and error. I've learned a lot raising them from the grave.
So he's confessing to murder in the middle of the street? Who does this guy think he is?
Seems he thinks he's someone who can get away with it.
Indeed I can. I have my ways. The important thing is to ensure the nervous system isn't ruined, so that I can electrify them.
Apparently we're next for a serial killer's list. I'd be thinking about the story coming out of this, but I'm not so certain it'll work out.
Knives, guns, gas, fire, electricity. Not everything is as productive. But again, trial and error.
Let's try wood again.
Avant!
That thing sure comes in handy.
Run, run, run!
I know, I know, I know! What we have gathered is that his experiments are continuing here at his home.
We need to break in.
If I had a dime for each time you've said that to me lately.
And perhaps we can call up some help from some of his otherworldly associates.
That could serve nicely.
I saw a phantom in the night. He came and he went before I said hello.
This has been a rather disappointing past couple of days.
You have a morgue full of excitement to keep you busy.
Many different playthings.
And is that a new gun I see?
It's always good to have a couple, one for each hand.
Very nice.
Why do you consider it so vital that he forget?
Does it surprise you that a man whose business is unveiling the mysteries of the dead creates enemies among the spirits?
We can't have people making some sort of science with this.
We're going to do what is necessary to settle the matter.
I know what it means to create a new science. It's taken me quite a few killings to do this right. Quite a few.
And we have been more than willing to continue to teach you everything you want to learn.
Yes, everything from where my old friend Crowley left off. I've rubbed elbows with enlightened men, but still, I'm not pleased, my teachers. You failed me.
We don't work for you.
No, but if you'd actually killed Pericles, you would not have discovered my recent killings.
You can only be called a murderer if you're discovered before you revive them.
They cannot arrest the man who abolishes death for being a serial killer.
How true! But now, what about her?
Yes, I just love to look at her. My ice queen. The glistening cold figure. Soon. Once my methods are perfect.
But balance must be maintained.
Which you have failed to do.
Things will be right. The time will be balanced. You must give it time.
The numbers are still off, and I'm getting far too impatient for the likes of you.
Is that so?
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Send you both back to hell.
There it is.
Getting quite excited, aren't we?
It's glowing. The ectoplasmogram is working again, and it's heading into the building.
It is. Do you think he's working on one of his victims?
Yes. I believe it's headed back to its body. It's heading into that vent. Let's follow.
It's quite damp in here.
We're in.
That electrical ray is pretty intimidating.
Stand clear. Over there is his latest subject.
Another confused soul, apparently in the stages of returning to life.
We need to put a stop to this. For the sake of, I don't know, balance, I suppose.
Welcome, my dear friends.
Well, thanks for having us.
Of course. Anything for the folks who share in my legacy.
Thank you, but I believe my legacy will stay my own.
Just think, Pericles. In 20 years, you might not have any ghosts to chase when I'm through. People and nations won't be able to solve their problems by killing other people and nations.
Fascinating. But I think Viola and I aren't quite solid on this. Door to door might help you get more support.
Get out from behind the machine and just behold it.
We're fine, thank you.
Always so polite. With my device and the iterations of it to follow, Lazarus rising from his grave will be as quaint and uninteresting as Icarus flying. We'll have it all! The power to touch the sky, thanks to the rites, and the power to wrench open the grave and leave it gaping. Courtesy of H.M. Moros.
Well, it's good to have goals.
I've learned quite a bit about the afterlife. Something I'll teach you with just a bullet.
Time comes for all of us to cut us down.
You've met men who have continued to wander the earth despite death. I shall outwit death with similar effects.
I know an unfortunate number of the dead. Perhaps I should introduce you.
Where are you going? You are such a nuisance.
And you're running on borrowed time. So this is all about personal glory, then? To immortalize yourself?
That's what it's all about! But there's something else.
You've lost someone.
Ah, your powers of induction precede you. Yes, my fiance. She meant the world to me. Everything. It wasn't long after she left, voices came.
We can help you with that.
can you? They overwhelm me.
I mean, it's what we do best.
We?
Are you willing to work with us?
I don't know how far your sympathy goes. The voices came because I called them.
How?
How did your fiancé die?
As a test. My first example. But she will be my final resurrection once I've completed my other reanimations.
You are mad.
No, not mad. I've always been completely in control. One of my children is awakening now.
Doctor?
Time for you to stop, Muros. I've got your laser on you now.
Pericles, you're not going to use my own machine against me.
Won't I?
I'll re-kill our once slumbering friend here. And if you kill me, you've as good as sealed the fates of all the people who died. And if you just stop to consider it, you will be responsible for every death that could have been reversed, so long as life endures.
Perry, don't listen to him. We need to stop him.
I don't know.
Legacy, my friend. We could have had a proud one together. But if you end all that, you'd have just created many, many more ghosts.
Could you call back someone I know?
Yes, I can, Pericles. I'd be happy to bring Birch back.
Pericles, he can't.
All just irrelevant details.
What's happening?
What have you done?
He's going to wander out of here, and I'm growing impatient. He can always be brought back.
You can't be trusted. We're all just playthings to you.
If that's how you see it, I'll break you, and then put you back together.
Goodbye, Muros.
I'll claw my way out of Sheol just to rend your neck, Pentzworth!
Turn it on, Viola!
Done! Disintegrated and blown away?
The perfect fate for him.
Things did get a bit dusty with that.
Which is something considering what a mess the place is. Look at this.
What is it?
Another letter. Addressed to me.
Maybe a strongly worded posthumous message? He seemed the type to be adversarial even in death. What is it?
Nothing at all.
Nobody makes it alone in this world, Pericles. I certainly didn't. I needed you, and you need her. No one writes their story on their own. And stories are rarely over when we think they are. See you soon, Perry.
What do you think? I can't do this alone.
Do you want me to quit the newspaper?
It's not that I want it.
Then you don't want it?
Well, I'm offering it.
It would be something I'd have to think about.
Yes, it's not exactly a sudden decision.
I suspect there would be, hypothetically, some interesting opportunities awaiting us. I've always thought the Greenbriar ghost would be something to look into.
That would be something.
I've heard tales of the ghosts of prehistoric creatures.
Wait a second.
Perhaps we go to the White House and see if we can visit with President Lincoln's ghost.
Let's not get carried away.
Pericles, we've got some investigating to do.
Where are you going? Does that mean you're on board? Welcome to the laboratory of Pericles Pentzworth, something of a local legend. I hear old Dr. Pentzworth was some kind of conjurer.
He was a scientist, if I recall correctly.
Well, if he was, he was a mad one. Do you see that prison cell down the hall?
I don't know what you think you know, but I've blogged all about him. Top 1920s figures you've never heard of.
Think you'd be disappointed after all these years? His own lab is run down and haunted when he himself was all about driving out spirits?
It's not haunted. You just go around believing everything you hear. Or maybe worse, everything you want to believe. That was Pentzworth's problem too, regardless of his pretense of science.
And what I hear is that Pentzworth found some very interesting things in his career. Plus, I'm sure there's some kind of scientific wonder just laying around here.
You're crazy.
And you like it. Have you got a favorite Pentzworth case?
I'm personally pretty fond of the Dreadmore case. The whole ghosts from the future thing is just the right amount of camp to spark my interests.
Wonder whose ghosts were... This guy had an inexplicably advanced coin collection.
Yep. There's the petty cash you came here for. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Tails. Should have broken with convention, guess-wise.
That's probably a good thing to keep in mind for certain occasions.
Now, where did it go? Wait, it rolled over there.
Oh, look at this old cane. It's really weird and old-looking.
I don't know any culture that does carvings quite like that.
I think I'd look rather dashing with a cane like that. Let me see how it looks. Whoops.
Great. Probably the coolest thing here just disintegrated.
I'm sorry, okay? Surely we can find more interesting things, my dear.
Where did Pentzworth's records go after his death?
A library? Tarlet?
I guess one way or another. This gives us a look at Pericles' legacy.
Yeah. I'm thinking quack.
Yeah, me too.
Look at these crusty old machines.
What are you doing?
Forget.
Well, that's certainly creepy.
Don't be so enthusiastic. Is this one of your tricks? You know how I hate these.
Now, would I go and do a thing like that?
Of course you would.
This is really bizarre. Phew, that was... Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I did not like that. Look at this strange old phone. Hello? Hello? Not such a spooky place. Did that just...
Answer it?
Hello?
Hello.
Is this, Dr. Pentzworth?
Mr. Pentzworth.
You're tuned into Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is All Things Horror on Tuesday Terrors. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day, or find Tuesday Terrors in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Network, listening and imagining together.